Hi there, and welcome to Northern Transmissions. Thanks for tuning in. This week's episode features Adam from the band Gardens and Villa. I first hit on the subject with Adam about the band morphing into a bit more of a synth pop indie sound, as well as working with the singer-songwriter / producer Richard Swift, and how they roughed it a bit during the recording process.
We were a three-piece for a long time, and that's kind of how we came together under a different name, and that was pretty much just what we were listening to a lot at the time. The drummer was a trained jazz drummer, Levi. I was kind of a classical pianist, and Chris was influenced by a lot of choral music and had been singing his whole life pretty much. So when we kind of started that project, I guess it kind of fell more along the lines of like classical music forms than like pop sensibilities. And there were three of us, so it was quite a bit louder to fill it out, you know. And I would say that it was probably less intricate and more about, you know, songs that would last 10 minutes and be kind of more three movements than traditional, you know, 3-4-5 minute pop songs with hooks and choruses and all that. And then when we kind of split up for about a year before Gardens and Villa formed, and kind of all went off on our own little adventures musically. And when we came back together, we thought we'd try it out, you know, and we really fell in love with trying to write songs that are songs that tell stories and songs that reflect dreams, you know, as opposed to songs that are like walls of noise, you know. So I think that's kind of how we got into more like the traditional form of songs. And I've been collecting synths for a long time, and I just kind of wanted to kind of branch out into that and away from classical piano a little bit.
I know your record, you recorded it with the multi-talented, I should say, Richard Swift. How was that experience? And I know it sounded like it was a bit of a rough, not rough in the sense of hard, but you kind of roughed it, like on the studio?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We were up there for a couple of weeks, and we didn't have a whole lot of money. You know, we kind of just fixed it with everything we could and took loans and went up there to record. So the weather was really nice, and we're all nature enthusiasts anyway, so kind of camping in the backyard seemed like a really good idea, and it was. We really enjoyed it. Well, we kind of elected not to shower because there was a really great swimming hole that was close by, and we also, you know, Swift and his wife and his three daughters, like, we just kind of didn't really want to get in their way, you know, and impose on them. And we didn't know Swift at all. We were just getting there and meeting them and doing a record. So I think we were just kind of trying to respect their space as a family, you know.
Comfortable ride.
was the track Cruise Ship off the self-titled 2011 release on Secretly Canadian. We chatted a bit about the band's fondness for the outdoors and the effect it has on, or the influence it has on their music, as well as being involved in scoring a silent movie.
We derived a lot of our inspiration from nature. All of us love to, you know, go for hikes and go camping and climbing and going to the ocean and swimming. And so I think that's probably worked its way into the album quite a bit. And places like Carrizo playing, you know, Chris went out there and, you know, it's not necessarily a song that's, like, dedicated, or it's not like an ode to Carrizo playing, but it was just happened to be a location where something kind of, you know, magical happened for him, so he documented it. And I would say another of our influences would be probably, like, it's probably many parts influenced. A lot of it's nature, some of it's, like, we all draw a lot of inspiration from Impressionist art and Impressionist music, you know. I think that there's definitely a nature leaning for the record, but I think that there's been, that's only probably one of the influences for it.
You guys scored a silent film. You're playing it live at the Santa Barbara Film Festival. How did this all come about?
Yeah, we did. We actually performed it. I think it was February 4th. Yeah, that was a great opportunity. It was less of a Garden Lumia type of project and more just, we just wanted to try something creative, you know, a different avenue. And the opportunity was kind of strange. Like, the guy that put it together had been to the Cannes Film Fest and seen a band do it there. And he said, you know, like, I really want to bring this to our festival here. And he was at a friend's house and a friend of ours and a mutual friend, and she put on our record, and he'd never heard of us, and he was like, this is really cool, and then he kind of, you know, was inspired by that, and reached out, and he was like, wait, you know these guys? And she was like, yeah, like, give them a call. And so he got a hold of us, and we picked Faust. They wanted to do a silent black and white film, and so, yeah, we put it on mute, and watched it a lot of times, and kind of worked out a score for it through December and January.
Thank you. And yeah, that was one great funky tune. That was called Orange Blossom. The band will be playing Coachella really soon, so you got to go check them out. But if you want more information about them, go onto their website at www.gardensandvilla.com, or you can go to their MySpace or Secretly Canadian for further information. If you would like some info about this show, please go to www.northerntransmissions.com, follow us at Twitter at Northern Trans, or drop us a line on the website.
You guys have some pretty big shows coming up. Are you excited about playing Coachella? And I think you're also playing in Denton at the big festival there. Have you done like larger shows like that in the past?
Coachella will be the biggest show that we've ever played. If people come out, you know. We've played. We had kind of a taste of that. We were on the Foster People tour last summer and played to some pretty large crowds, and that was one of our first like kind of touring experiences. So kind of right off the bat, we got used to playing for 1,000 people, and I would say if anything, we had to kind of strip everything that we learned of that to like kind of go on tours that were more proper for promoting our record, you know, once we got off the support tours. And Coachella is going to be something else. It's kind of always been a dream of ours. I remember seeing local natives there 3 years ago, and that's what they said verbatim was, you know, we've been coming to this for years. I can't believe we're standing on the stage right now. That's kind of how we feel. It's a pretty huge opportunity for us.
I saw a couple of your videos. I watched Black Hills and also Space Time. But they're both pretty conceptual videos. I'm curious about sort of the Black Hills one. I kind of enjoyed that one. Can you tell me a bit about that one?
Yeah, absolutely. We drove up to Oregon to do that because we like the aesthetic of the woods up there, and it was closer to Richard. Richard directed and produced the video with a friend of his, Lance Trotsky, did all the video, engineering. And they live up there, so we went up there, and it kind of started with, like, a concept about a boy with, like, a space gem that he's trying to protect, and then it kind of spiraled off over a couple months of conversations over the phone, and by the time we got there, Swift kind of knew the order of what he wanted to see, and his friend Lance, who's super talented with camera, kind of made a calendar, and we went through all the shots, and it was a lot of fun. It's always fun to act and kind of get out of your, you know, day-to-day, like, personality or character.
right now working on any new music? What can we expect? Anything new down the road?
We're spending as much time as we can on it when we're not on tour, and with kind of a goal of kind of wrapping up the ideas and hoping to have enough time to like really follow them down the rabbit hole, you know, and make them all that they can be, and hopefully we'll be done with that process by the winter. And I mean, it's hard to say. You don't want to like say like this is when it's coming out, because things happen, you know. But I think a goal of ours would be to put it out spring or summer of next year.
I hope you enjoyed our chat with Adam from Gardens and Villa. Thanks as always for listening. First and foremost, thank you to my producer and friend and partner in crime, Spencer Carson. No nickname inserted. Thank you from myself, Charles Brownstein. And if you want any info about the band, gardensandvilla.com. They have a MySpace, or check out secretlycanadian.com, northerntransmissions.com. Email us at that website or follow us on Twitter, Northern Trans. Let's close out with one more song. Here's the track, Thorn Castles. We are out.